Welcome, everyone, to the MMQB Gambling Podcast. Title games on the docket for this Sunday. Only three NFL games left for the season, the two on Sunday and then the Super Bowl. We will break down both games from a betting perspective. And when I say me, I mean myself, Jimmy Trane, my co-host, Mitch Goldich, Garrett Gramling, as always, taking you through. And we'll check in now with Gary and Mitch on their best bets last week. I think I was 1-2. I know I won the one game I liked, which was the Packers. And then whatever else I gave you, I guess, was wrong. What about you guys? Gary, how'd you do?
Not good. I only bet two. I lost them both. And look, the one good bet last week was the Packers. And did you guys both have that?
I did.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Kudos to both of you. That was the one that came in. That was it was just a weird week. I mean, the weather kind of ruined Ravens Bills. The under, I mean, everyone should have bet the under once they saw the wind blowing the way it was on Saturday night.
That was my loss. I had the over in that one.
Yeah. I mean, and other than that, I mean, look, the Saints and Bucks played again this week. I would take the Saints. I mean, I don't know what happened to Drew Brees. It was a complete meltdown. He just played like he was 87 years old, and that's the way it goes. So,
but even though I felt like they lost that game because of Jared Cook, though. I mean, they're up 7 and driving. If
yeah,
he doesn't fumble there.
That doesn't help. The two quarterbacks, and I've had this argument with people just seemingly nonstop since the game was played. Tom Brady's an offense that provides like no answers for him. It's just a crappy offense, and they're going to have weeks like that where they just can't get anything going. Drew Brees is in an offense where he has opportunities, and he just missed every single one in that game. So even the Jared Cook stuff, and yes, Jared Cook was absolutely responsible for two of the four turnovers, but he was terrible otherwise. I mean, they should have been up three touchdowns in the third quarter instead
right.
of clinging. Problems
about like the timing of the turnover, that fumble yep. there where they were driving and was a dagger.
Too many cooks.
Well, I'm just sitting yeah. here patiently listening to you talk about what a tough week it was. I stayed away from the totals. I was 4-0 straight up and 4-0 against the spread. I felt good about every game. Sorry if you didn't see the Tom Brady outplaying Drew Brees. If they played again next week, I would pick the Bucks again, and I think there's a good chance I'd be right again.
I gotta set up that exhibition then.
Yeah,
the Gary
let's call
versus
them.
Mitch exhibition.
The Bucks, they don't have anything to do this week. They can just play the Saints again. So I best bet three of the games on this podcast. So I nice little 3-0. Nice week for me.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, only two games this week. It starts Sunday at 3:05 with the Buccaneers and Packers. Great matchup that everyone is anticipating because of the quarterbacks. The Packers at home, 3.5-point favorites against the Bucs. The total here is 51.5, Mitch.
Yeah, so I feel pretty good about going with Green Bay here. Obviously, I'd feel better if the line was under a field goal than 3.5. But I've been saying, I think, every week on this podcast for months now that I think Green Bay is the best team in the NFC. And I watched both of those games last week. I didn't really see anything that would cause me to change my mind. The Packers have a great offense. Obviously, everyone knows how good Rodgers was this year. I also think they have a very underrated defense. And, you know, again, I think a lot of people are going to talk about the 38-10 game. You know, I'll say similar to what I said about Bucks Saints earlier in the season this time last week, which is that it was a long time ago. And, you know, I throw it out a little bit. I mean, you can't throw it out completely, but I'm not getting too hung up on the final score. I think sometimes people see a blowout like that and they say, you know, they how could they possibly beat them? They're not going to swing it 30 points from the last matchup. But, you know, I don't worry too much. Like, sometimes a game just gets away from you, and, you know, it was a bad loss. But 38-10, whatever. Looking back at that game, remember there was a pick six, and then there was another interception that they returned all the way to the two. So, you know, sometimes a final score can be a little misleading. I mean, obviously Tampa outplayed them, but they got out to a big lead, and then they ran the ball a lot. It wasn't like one of those games where Brady put up huge numbers like we saw later in the season. So, you know, the game was a little bit flukier. It could have easily been a little closer. Looking at the weather, I think that's going to be a big storyline in both of these games this weekend. And I'm seeing 29 degrees, not much wind. You know, that's not like freezing. That's not, they're not going to be showing Tom Coughlin's cheeks during the game as a measure of how cold it is. But, you know, that is still pretty cold. It's still Green Bay in January. And, you know, I don't want to overstate it too much, but I think it is a thing. And, you know, it's just interesting seeing Brady. I mean, we've talked for years about old QBs in the cold weather late in the year. And I think that's a thing people have talked about with even with Brady in the past, even him being on New England and playing in that kind of environment. You know, I picked the Titans to beat the Patriots last year outright in the divisional round. And part of it was that, you know, what I had seen from Tom Brady. And you know, now this year he looks a lot better. But really, a lot of the games they've played, especially in this stretch lately, they've been either in Tampa or they've been in domes. And, you know, I want to give Brady credit. He's had a very good season. The offense has been good. But I do trust the Packers and Aaron Rodgers a little bit more in that kind of weather. I think they've, you know, Brady's played in a million cold weather games. I'm not trying to put it all on him, but I think the Packers team this year has done it more. They did have that game in the snow against the Titans when they were great. They've had other games this season. So, you know, I think that's not like the deciding factor for me, but I lean there a little bit. And again, you know, I just like the Packers. It feels like their whole season has been building to this. You know, you could say that about the Bucs and Brady too, but you know, the Packers, the way they got blown out last year in the NFC title game, and they've come back 13-3 again this season. And it just feels like they've built to this point that they're going to be the NFC team in the Super Bowl. I'm looking at the spread. It's 3.5 points. I'm just trusting in Aaron Rodgers and the team that I think is better. And so I'm going to lean Packers to cover.
Gary, what you got?
Yeah, I'm with Mitch on this one. And by the way, I did notice that you led off the show with Mitch for the first time ever, and deservedly, Mitch is on fire right now. So
I will tell you, I had more notes on the second game because I had a feeling I thought he was going to be coming to me first. I was also surprised, but don't worry, I've got plenty to say about game two.
It's not like the first spot gets more time. I mean, whoever you know, when you go. I mean, just.
No, yeah. I know, but oftentimes I can say I agree with Gary, and also, you know, anyway.
Oh, I agree. You know, last week you got to get some
exactly.
sort of reward.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with my colleague Mitch on this one. I thought the Packers would be given five and a half in this one. I think this is a bit of a overreaction to the first matchup, and like Mitch said, pick six early, another, for all intents and purposes, pick six in the first quarter. It was a strange game. It's not the kind of game you're going to get from Aaron Rodgers twice. I was looking at, for anyone who's into the Lambeau Field playoff stats here, Aaron Rodgers 4-2-1 against the spread in playoff games at Lambeau. I was interested in this total. I think that total seems a little bit high, and I do want to go under with it, especially because, as I mentioned earlier, I think this Bucs offense is just sort of a, I don't know, archaic, crappy offense. But they have Packers have gone over their last three playoff games in Lambeau, and weirdly, the last three totals, score totals, 50, 51, 51. So I don't know. I mean, that doesn't make up my mind one way or another, but I found that very oddly consistent.
Yeah, you know, this is a head-heart thing for me. My heart, well, I want to pick the Bucs because I want to see Tom Brady win another Super Bowl, even though I think I said I was rooting for the Bills, but the Brady thing, it really got to me last week with him and Breeze. My head, though, I like the Packers, too. I don't have a problem with the line. I think 3.5 is fair. You know, listen, you could break down X's and O's and stats and all this stuff, but you know, sometimes it's just someone's year, and it just, this has the vibe that it's Aaron Rodgers' year. He's played the best out of anyone in the league from start to finish. The Packers have played well. You know, last year, if you remember, the Packers had a great regular season record, and I thought they were a terrible team. I wasn't surprised at all that they got blown out in the playoffs. Totally different team, totally different year this year for them. They've been consistent. They've played better than anyone. Just seems like it's the package. You know, they get that first home game in a title game for Aaron Rodgers. He hasn't played in an NFC title game at home in his career. I hate picking against Tom Brady. If you look back, I've probably never done it on this. I don't pick against Brady. But it's hard for me to see the Packers losing this game. It really is. One week away from the Super Bowl. Well, 2 weeks away, but one game away from the Super Bowl. I like Green Bay minus the 3.5. I think, though, where I'll disagree with Gary Little, I think I do like the over, though. Mm-hmm. Listen, what you say is correct, but it just seems like with these two teams, anytime you look up, the score is high. Playing together, and I agree with Mitch about one thing, too. I throw out the two previous, the one game from the regular season. I don't think it's going to mean anything on Sunday at 3 o'clock. You know, 31-24, 30-23. I see something like that. For the Packers here, there's no answers for Devontae Adams. You know, Bucks a little bit banged up with Antonio Brown, Ronald Jones, obviously. Leonard Fournette has not had like a big playoff fumble yet this year. You'll probably see that on Sunday, I would imagine. So as much as I hate picking against Brady, I don't like to do it, and I want to see him win. I would go Green Bay here minus the 3.5. Mitch, you didn't say anything about the total. You want to throw any thoughts out on the total here on this one, since we only have two games?
I go back and forth. I'm with that. Of the two games, the two sides, the two totals, the total in this game is the one I have the worst feel on. I just think part of that is going to be the weather. We saw the impact of wind, especially in the Ravens Bills game last week. Justin Tucker, of all people, is missing kicks. Yeah. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a windy, cold weather game and missed kicks and who knows what. I mean, it's interesting hearing Gary mention the Packers hitting the over. I have kind of a thing that I tweet out every year when Green Bay loses, the how many points the Packers defense allowed in every Aaron Rodgers career playoff loss, and the numbers are so high. And I think that's part of the reason why the Packers keep hitting. If you look at it, it's like there's like 51 that Carlos Dansby game a million years ago, and then it's like 35, 31, and like we saw it in the Niners game last year. I think a lot of the time it's because of their defense that they've been in some of these high scoring games. And I think the defense is better, and I just don't think it has gotten enough attention this year because everyone wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers winning the MVP. But it wouldn't surprise me to see them hold the Bucs into the 20s. And, you know, if the game's in the low to mid 20s, I could see the under. I don't want to actually bet on that and then watch, you know, Rodgers and Brady combine for 7 touchdowns and make me look very stupid. But if you made me pick one or the other, I would lean under.
All right, second game, 6:40 on CBS. And obviously this, you know, we're taping this late Thursday afternoon. The status of Patrick Mahomes is a huge factor in all this. I mean, listen, he's going to play. I think if you don't think he's playing, you don't know how football works. It's a matter of how healthy is he. But the Chiefs at home giving 3 points to the Bills, and the total here is 54 points. Gary.
Yeah, look, the side is tough. I would lean Chiefs here in part because I just Chiefs at full strength, and that means Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. Only giving a field goal at home to anyone, no matter how well the Bills have played, that's a bit much. I will throw out the one trend I noticed. Bills are 8-1 against the spread this year when the line is +3 or -3 either way. So these sort of coin flip type games, the Bills have fared very well in 2020. I like the total. I like the under. Again, we are taping well before Sunday evening. The forecast looks like rain and a little bit of wind. It just looks like it might be kind of a mess here. I was prepared, if it was going to be sort of normal conditions, I was prepared to probably lean over on this one. When these teams met back in October on, they played that game on like a Friday morning or something. I can't remember.
I think it was a 5 o'clock Monday.
We all woke up one day and we're like, oh, Bills are playing the Chiefs. The Bills' strategy in that game, and I think I saw, I want to say it was Steven Ruiz at USA Today had the stat that the Bills didn't blitz once in that game. They went an entire game without blitzing once, which is mind-blowing in this day and age. So basically their strategy that game was, we're going to play 4 down linemen, we're going to play 7 guys with their heels on the goal line, and we're going to not let Patrick Mahomes throw over our head. And the Chiefs said, okay, we're just going to run the ball for 12 yards on every play, which is how it happened. And Josh Allen didn't get many shots in that game. And again, a rainy, windy, crappy day in Western New York that day. So I will lean under because of the weather conditions here. If it looks like it's going to kind of clear up a little bit and maybe look nice, and I am also working under the assumption that Mahomes will be in the lineup, I would probably reverse it to over, but Let's go under. Let me not be wishy-washy. Let me just say definitively under 54.
The interesting thing about Mahomes is, you know, obviously the concussion is the issue from last week, but he's got this toe issue that a lot of people say have been a problem. So even if he's playing, listen, I think there's he's playing. There's no way he's not going to play. But I think he's going to be far from 100%, which is going to be interesting to see how it, I mean, listen, the Chiefs, as we have talked about, they haven't covered a spread, I think, since September, basically. So indicate, but they win every game. So this will probably be like a 28-27 Chiefs win where they'll win and not cover. But the Mahomes, I would love to know. I would love to know how much money bettors have lost this season on the Chiefs. I mean, they didn't cover the last 2 months of the season, and they were a team that, and they're, you know, biggest public team out there. So I wish I could find that stat. But
Chiefs are going to be up four, and they're going to take a safety on the last play of the game.
That's how it works. Win every game, but never cover. Mitch, will they cover the three?
I'm picking them to. You know, and yeah, you hit a bunch of my talking points. I'm like this when I can't get all worked up about it if a team's going to win by 1 point or 2 points. It's, you know, picking games is hard enough. So, you know, a lot of times for me, if I feel good about a team winning and the spread's only 3 points, I'm just going to take them. I think that was that happened earlier in this season. Or last week. No, I'm trying to think because Tampa was an underdog anyway. Never mind. All things to say, I don't live my life walking around worrying about a team only winning a game by 1 or 2 points. That's a little too much anxiety, I think. But, you know, it's so interesting to me looking at the narrative around these teams and how we think about playoff teams every year. You know, we've talked, the Bills have not looked great the last 2 weeks. You know, we talked about that on this podcast last week about them the week before, where they basically got outplayed by the Colts for a lot of that game. And then against the Ravens, they only scored 17 points. And remember, 7 was a 100-yard pick 6. So the offense scored 10. Now the defense was good, shutting down Lamar Jackson. But they haven't looked like they did late in the regular season when they're peaking. And week 17, some people are putting them number one in the power rankings. And Jimmy's picking them to win the Super Bowl. They just haven't looked that good the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it's funny because there's always this kind of like Rorschach test where you can read into that whatever you want. Like, if you already love the team, it's very easy to say, oh, they're finding ways to win, and that's the mark of a good team, is that they can win ugly. And, you know, plenty of teams go to the Super Bowl and they get credit for winning ugly. You know, the Chiefs last year, they kept falling behind, and then they would flip the switch and come back and win. And, you know, if they had lost to the Niners in the Super Bowl, I think a lot of people would say, oh, you see, you know, this was them all playoffs. You can't, you got to play 60 minutes. It was bound to catch up to them. But instead, they had another double-digit comeback in the Super Bowl, and everyone said, oh, the Chiefs are the best team, and they could just turn it on and win. So, you know, it's like if the Bills win the Super Bowl, which, you know, sure, they could still do, then everyone's going to give them credit and say that they did a great job winning ugly. And if they lose and they look bad, then people are going to say, oh, they peaked too early, and they weren't as good as we thought they were. So all that to say, it's a little bit hard to read too much into the storylines. And so I'm taking a step back. The Chiefs, I think, are the better team. I've felt that all year. I felt that last week, even just watching them, you know, seeing with the expanded playoffs, and you see six of the teams win in the first round and then move on to the second, you know, it really felt like we hadn't seen the Chiefs play in a while. And so we watch, you know, all the teams again, and you see the Chiefs when they're clicking and looking good, and it's just, like, obvious to me that they're the best team. You're right, you know, we're all assuming that Mahomes is going to be back. He's now gotten 2 full days of practice, or maybe limited, but anyway, he's on the field. And so if it's a concussion protocol, you assume if he's out there and practicing, barring a setback, he should be good to go. So I'm just going to stick with him. I think they're better. It's only 3 points. We've talked about it all year that they have not been covering 7 and 10 point spreads. I did best bet the Browns last week and they covered. So I like them. And I'm with Gary, who started to be wishy-washy and then got a little more definitive. But I lean toward the under. 54 just feels a little bit high. You know, these are recent trends and read into it however much you want, but Buffalo's the two playoff games, 27-24 and 17-3. The Chiefs last week, 27-22. The regular season was under the number. You know, and we talked about the potential for weather, and like rain just doesn't seem great. It looks like it's going to be 45 degrees is the current forecast, but it's going to be, you know, dark and raining. And so it's going to like feel cold. You know, it's not like a Lambeau game or, you know, snowball or something like that. It's not Chicago or Green Bay. But, you know, it's still going to be a cold day out there, I think. Night, actually, or evening, if you prefer. So, you know, looking at the line, 28-24 doesn't even hit the over. You know, I don't think that we're going to get a shootout with both of these teams in the 30s the way we may have expected or what we'd see if this game was played in September. So I feel pretty good. I feel better about this game than the other one, but I like the Chiefs and I like the under.
Yeah, this game for me is similar to the other game. I want to pick the Bills. I'm going to pick the Chiefs. You know, I've talked, you know, endlessly in the pod about the Chiefs never covering, but they have won every single one of those games. And sometimes you just know how to win, and they've got that. I like the coaching advantage here with Andy Reid. We saw last week what good head coaching can do with his fourth and one throw. You're at home laying just a field goal. You know, my thing about Mitch hit it. I don't love the way the Bills played the last 2 weeks. I was on their bandwagon. I didn't love what I saw both weeks. I think, listen, you got to give them credit for stopping Lamar Jackson, but I don't think Lamar Jackson is nearly as good as everyone else. I'll say this. Even if Mahomes, let's say, plays and he's combined concussion and toe, let's say 70% Mahomes, in my opinion, is still so much better than Ryan Tannehill and Lamar Jackson. So I can't see the Chiefs, you know, unless Mahomes is just completely immobile from the toe and it's affecting even his step off on the throws. I don't see their offense. Whenever their offense has had to score this year, they have scored. That's how they've won all these games. They always manage to get the touchdown when they need to get the touchdown. I don't see that changing at all on Sunday against the Bills, who's, you know, a defense I don't think is that great stopping the pass here. So I'm going to go Chiefs as well. I'd love nothing more than Bucks Bills, and I'm going to end up picking Chiefs Packers. You know, I am Sean McDermott's a very good coach. I don't want my comments earlier to be misconstrued, but when you have an Andy Reid who knows when to go for it on fourth down, doesn't just do the standard, you know, dive middle on fourth down, gets on, that is such a big advantage. It's not talked about enough, having a coach who doesn't just do the conventional by the book coaching. So, yeah.
And Jimmy, yeah. I just wanted to jump on real quick. Something you said, and I do believe in Lamar Jackson. I think he's really good. Because of the winning conditions in that game, the Bills were able to just, I mean, this is going to, and I want to reiterate, I love Lamar Jackson. They went out with like a Tim Tebow game plan there, just just assumed, okay, Lamar's not going to be able to fit in tight window throws in these conditions, which is true. And you saw Josh Allen was, you know, he was all over the place with his throws too. So again, I'm not comping Lamar Jackson and Tim Tebow. I'm just saying it was the Tebow-ish approach of, we're going to play zone. Everyone's going to have their eyes on the quarterback, and we're just going to make you fit in some tight window throws, which is how it goes. And when you play the Chiefs, I mean, they have a million ways to beat you.
I can't believe you just compared Lamar Jackson to Tim Tebow. I will say this in Lamar Jackson's defense. Now, listen, I don't think he is a great quarterback like everyone else. But he has no weapons. But if compare it to the Chiefs, you know, they've got nice they have nice players. The Ravens, they don't have any great players on offense.
No.
Especially, you know, wide receiver and tight end. I mean, if you're comparing it to, you know, the Kelseys and the Tyreek Hill, et cetera.
They have a good tight end, but not Kelce.
Well, that's the point. I mean, they have a good tight end. But he's got no one great to work with.
Jimmy, I just want to put your mind at ease a little bit about Mahomes' toe. Just remember last year, he, I believe, dislocated his knee. I think that was the specific injury. Missed 2 weeks. First week back, 36 out of 50, 446 yards and 3 touchdowns.
I'd like to see what that game is. Why is he throwing 50? Like what that game?
Part of that
why
was,
is he
it was
throwing
the shootout with Tennessee, and they lost. They actually lost 35-32. It came down to multiple blocked field goals. I think if I remember right.
If a quarterback is throwing 50 passes, there's a problem.
But I'm just saying that you know, if he can't move around, I still trust his ability to.
Well,
just
from everything
stand there
I heard and read,
and
though, he was affected by the toe last week, so. That's what, you know, because again, that offense didn't come out and light it up against the Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary would know more about that, you know, his play from last week and the toe and all that breaking down the film.
It's a runaround factor. I mean, it's, you know, he was not moving well at all. And obviously he's a guy who doesn't just need to run around, but, you know, what's that stat they keep throwing out? He had the most like third down conversions on the ground of 10 plus yards or whatever it is.
Yeah,
basically, the third and long scrambles are absolutely deadly. And that's still in there. He's still, I mean, he's not completely incapacitated, but you saw he just wasn't moving that well. And that makes a difference. If it's going to be close getting that third and eight pickup.
He also loves those long, long dropbacks, and then that requires you to, step it, plant and step. So, who knows if and usually they're throwing the ball downfield. So, listen, if you're putting your money it seems like the three of us are on the same page here, but like you're putting your money on Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, it's not the worst thing in the world that you should feel good. But would I be shocked if Brady pulled something? Absolutely. I'd be more, but let me ask you this, which game would surprise you more if the underdog won? For me, it would be Buffalo, because I'm not going to be surprised if Brady won. What do you guys think about that, Gary?
Yeah, I feel the same way, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, way to jump in, Mitch.
I didn't. I didn't know he was going to say Gary. He name stamped you at the end of the sentence, and I was already, and it was too late.
That's okay.
It was my turn to go first. No, I mean, look, Buffalo. I'm not into this Bucs offense, and it's not even a Brady thing. I'm just not into what they do offensively. I think it doesn't give them much of a chance against quality defenses. So, but I've been saying all year, Chiefs are by far the best team in football, and if Mahomes is 90%, yeah, they still are.
All right, let's do this before we'll go to best bets and then wrap it up. Let's do this. So it sounds like we all like the Packers and Chiefs. We'll start with you, Mitch. Packers, Chiefs, Super Bowl. What do you think the line's going to be?
Ooh, that's a fun question. Assuming a healthy Mahomes, I think the Chiefs will be favored, given that they are the defending champs and also are the Chiefs here. and they'd be basically, 16-1 in meaningful games this year. But I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to want to bet on Rodgers. I would bet that line is under a field goal. I would think maybe the Chiefs will be favored by 2.5 would be my guess.
Gary?
I'm going to say the public would swing it over 3 for the Chiefs. Even though when you look at a lot of the advanced metrics, a lot of them like the Packers more than the Chiefs this year. So, I think when the general public starts putting the money down on this, it swings over a field. Let's say 3.5 for the Chiefs.
I'm going to go more with the Mitch line, I think. I think it might even be a pick'em. Listen, a little bit depends on how these, what the turnout of the games is. The Packers win, 38-20, and the Chiefs pull out a 19-17 win. That's going to affect the line. But I have a feeling, just because of the way Green Bay's playing, they beat Brady. That's going to, I think in the public's eye, the Packers beating Brady is more impressive than the Chiefs beating the Bills. So I think it's going to be a pick 'em or maybe Chiefs -1. I'm sort of with Mitch. I think it might even be slightly lower. I'm going to go Chiefs pick.
It probably should. I mean, that's what the numbers say. Numbers say Packers should probably be given a point or so.
Yeah. But. Yeah. All right. Let's do the best bets and we'll wrap it up with the two games, AFC, NFC title games on Sunday, Packers, Bucks, Bills, Chiefs. Gary, what do you got?
I'm going to go Packers -3.5, and I'm going to go the under 54 in Bills Chiefs.
Gary rooting for rain in Kansas City at 6:40 on Sunday night. Mitch?
You know what? I'm going to go 3 best bets again this week. I'm feeling myself. You guys talked me up so much that now I'm overly confident, given that I did not really have the best season, but I'm feeling good right now. So I'm with Gary on both of his. I'm also going to take Packers -3.5, and I'm going to take the Chiefs -3, and then I'm also with Gary on the under 54 in the night game.
Very, very, very boring best bet segment, because I'm going to go Packers -3.5 and Chiefs -3 as well.
All right. We know what that means. Congratulations. The Bucks, the Bills get to the Super Bowl and they face Tom Brady when they get there. What a story.
I love a Bucks-Bills Super Bowl.
It'll be congratulations, Bucks. Congratulations, Bills, for only losing by 2 in Kansas City.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can the Chiefs cover? That's really, who cares about who's going to the Super Bowl? It's, can the Chiefs cover a spread this week? All right. Enjoy the game Sunday, and that wraps it up for Mitch, Gary, and myself. And good luck with your wagers. And that wraps up this edition of the MMQB Gambling Podcast. Take care.